We are in Sanhedrin chapter 11, Mishnah 4. We're just a few away from the end. And the context of this Mishnah is what happens when a elder or a sage is rebellious. And we're told that this rebellious sage is making rulings. We learned this in the previous Mishnah, that are in conflict with the words of the scribes, the Sofrim, which are sort of the proto-rabbis of the time. And what they say is, in Mishnah 4, they do not put him to death, neither in the court that's set up in his city, or in the court which is in Yavne, which is where the beginning of rabbis began, but they bring him to the great court in Jerusalem, they guard him, and then they put him to death at the upcoming festival. Because the idea is that everyone should be able to hear and see and do no more presumptuously. This is in the book of Deuteronomy. But the idea, I think, that I want to take from this is the idea that that the rabbis, first of all, never implemented on this, because by the time that they were in charge, there was no great court in Jerusalem. They were not permitted to have such a thing. But on one hand, that the rabbis would never implement on this. And the second thing is that we take it to the highest authority, as it were, that we can possibly have, right? The Supreme Court of Supreme Courts. That this is not a decision to be made by the city or by Yavne, I would argue, because they are too close to the thing. That they are the ones who are going to be immediately impacted. And so it's really important for the great court in Jerusalem, the Supreme Court, which is going to have some distance. I would also add that this is a funny contradiction, because the rabbis preferred disagreement and diversity of opinion. And so it is, I think, strange that they are putting this on here. I think the concept of this this type of elder or sage who is really rebellious, they must be doing something particularly wrong. They are pulling people astray in a particular way, which isn't particularly clarified. One example from Mishnah 3 is that they say, if one says there is no tefillin in order to transgress the words of Torah, that person is exempt. But if they say there are five compartments, then they are liable. It's sort of a mess. But I think the big takeaway is that the rabbis are imagining this. They are never actually implementing on it.